Habba jabba da.
Hello, welcome back to the Three Depressed Teens podcast. I am here with...
Izzy.
That's Chloe for anyone asking. And we have a special guest today, our good friend.
Special guest. Say your name.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
How you doing?
Lovely to have you here, Amy. An awkward introduction, as always. That's how we do it here.
That is how we do it.
If I don't this want to die during the intro, is it really an intro?
Not really.
Yes.
Well, this is the second ever podcast that we're doing.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Nick, why don't we talk about the analytics of the last one?
Yes, so we have some very interesting analytics to look at. I'll just pull them up now. We have 40 plays in total for the last podcast. An estimated audience of 25, like 25 individual viewers, which ain't bad. We haven't made any money yet, which is unfortunate. I know. I was expecting to be rolling in the bank at this point, but it's all right. 54% of our audience is in the United States. 28% is in the United Kingdom, 11 in Mexico, and 5 in Norway.
Norway?
Norway, yes.
Interesting.
Shout out to anyone from Norway,
interesting.
I guess. Yeah.
They're probably never going to listen again.
Yeah. okay, so 45% of our audience are from Apple Podcasts, 28% are from Spotify, 20% are from other, 2% are from the Anchor broadcasting site itself, and 2% are from a site called Overcast. And I have no clue what Overcast is.
Overcast?
Yeah. It put us on a bunch of platforms that I didn't even know about. So, yeah.
Oh.
50% of our audience are 0 to 17 on Spotify. This information is from Spotify.
Zero?
Sorry, no. Wait, hold on. I misspoke. 50% of our audience are from 0 to 17. 20% are 18 to 22. And 20% are 23 to 27. And apparently 10% are 45 to 59. Which I do not believe in the slightest.
which old people listen to us?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, old people. How you doing? Having a lovely day, I hope. 80% of our audience are female and 20% are male.
And so coochie.
On top of that, we got left a review, which apparently none of us left.
Did ourselves.
So, you know, because I asked all of you and you don't know where it came from and neither do I. So it's wow, .. from October 7th, 2020. 5 stars, life-changing, truly inspirational. Well, I'm glad we were able to help iOS user _ 2457.
I'm glad we changed your life.
Yes, it's truly
life-changing.
It's magical.
I feel
isn't
like
it?
That might be our little guest that we've got gonna say.
Maybe.
We've already asked Amy and it wasn't her.
Amy lies about stuff though.
Oh.
I don't.
We have an imposter among
it
us.
It wasn't me.
Oh, I called an emergency meeting, will ya?
So, how have you all been? How was this, I know we talk outside of the podcast, but how have you all been in general? You know, I know you don't really have lives outside of this podcast, but...
not really.
No. Yeah, I just sleep until we film the next episode. That's all I do.
She goes into hibernation.
Yes.
Ah, yes,
exactly. I've slept.
You just sleep, yeah. No, that's fair. Well, I mean, we've tried to record a few times, but you have slept through them, so it does make sense. No, I'm kidding.
It's my fault that the episodes haven't been coming out.
Yeah, Chloe.
Shut
up, Amy.
Well then, guys.
Yes.
Let's hop right into this podcast.
Yeah.
Let's start talking about consoles, eh?
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to talk about this because I have been out of my mind, so bored, so I'm a gamer, okay? I'm a gamer, a hardcore gamer.
Gamer boy.
I'm a gamer.
Gamer boy.
She was a gamer boy. Wait, anyway.
She was a gamer boy.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, it is 2020.
As someone who's been with an Xbox, I don't have a PS4. I've been Xbox for the last 8 years, right? And I highly regret that. Sorry, Xbox fans. Ooh. But the PS4 exclusives are so elite. You have to admit. Like Spider-Man. I mean, come on. So I just...
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. I just want a PS5 so I can play Spider-Man. And that's all.
I mean, I don't know, because I've never really played PlayStation. I'm not really a PlayStation person. So.
The only good exclusive game to Xbox is Halo.
And that one's not even great. It.
No offense Halo fans.
There is a new... Not new, but there is a game... That was a Microsoft exclusive that come out. It does need some bug fix. It needs some bugs fixing and all of that. But it's in beta right now and it's actually pretty good. It's something to do with like bugs and stuff. It's actually really good if the bugs get fixed, which is quite ironic.
It's the one from Obsidian, right? It's the grounded one, right?
Grounded, yeah. That was pretty decent other than all the glitches in it.
Yeah, I mean... And I like the older Halos. Halo 5 wasn't really my thing, but like maybe Halo Infinite will be alright. However, I just want to play God of War. God of War 2. I'm very much a single player, like kind of story driven kind of games guy, and that's why I've been simping for the PS5 recently. Except they're all sold out. When you just can't pre-order them right now, which is a pain in my ass. But it's alright. Yeah.
Well, it's quite funny because we have two people here who like Xbox better than PS4, and the other two like PS4 better.
But three of us have Xboxes.
Yeah, and yes. I'm the only current PlayStation player.
Yes.
PlayStation. Yeah, graphics are great, but controller-wise, it's got to be Xbox. It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't care what you guys say. You have to reach your thumb onto the other side of the planet just to turn a fucking round. That is a no for me.
No, your thumb rests in that position.
No.
Yes.
I used to play Xbox when it used to be Xbox 360, and I hated the controller.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's because the controller's changed.
Yeah, the controller's different now.
I don't care. I've got it with me right now.
I'm holding one right now. Yeah. It feels really nice.
Mine is across the room and I'm too lazy to grab it. But, yes. However...
Do you know what also feels...
Oh,
however...
yeah?
Do you know what also feels really nice?
Oh, no. What?
Playing PS4.
Do you know what...
Utterly off-base there. Yeah? Well... Yeah, no, the games, I have played PS4, my dad has one, so I checked his out a while back, and no, the exclusives and just the way it feels are nice. I personally prefer the Xbox, like, controller and stuff, but the games on the PS4, the PlayStation are what's gonna win me over. The perfect console, however, is the Switch, and that cannot be debated.
No,
I will say... The Switch is pretty good. I've been in the market for one, but I haven't bought one yet.
It's banging.
You should. They're really, really good.
The exclusives are good. The exclusives are great. Like, phenomenal. Some of my favourite games of all time. And you can just take it with you wherever. It's such a vibe. I love it.
Animal Crossing. Mario Kart.
A lot of people in our college play them. Just in the waiting area.
No, that makes sense. So, I mean, it's one of those consoles that you're going to see.
It's like a DS, but better.
Yeah, yeah. And you can put it on your TV and everything. I think so. I think they're going all in on the Switch now.
That's really sad.
Yeah, but the Switch is
a new generation.
Yeah, generational gap, isn't it?
Oh, I remember the first DS's. And they were screens.
Oh, and it was like you could only get like white, pink, or blue, was it? And it was all like baby colours.
Yeah.
I had the pink one too.
I had the red one.
And the little chat thing that you had on there as well.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh yeah, the chat. And you could never find anybody on it. And it was like connected in your area.
Yeah, and there was nobody.
Like the DS was a fucking great console. The DS was my first ever console I ever owned personally. Like I ever had control over. But the 3DS is where the DS peaked. The 3DS was elite.
Ooh, yeah.
I only ever had the first one. I never had any of the other DSs.
I had one and the Nintendo 3DS XL, and that was it.
I had the first DS. I've got the 2DS and the 3DS, and I still have two of them. I sold my original DS.
I went straight from a DS to a Wii to an Xbox 360. Yeah.
My first ever console, like video game console I played on was the Wii, but the first one I ever owned was a DS.
Was the Wii? Did you steal the Wii or something? No, it wasn't mine.
It was my dad's console primarily.
He walked into Walmart and just like nabbed a Wii off the shelf.
Wii! Wii!
You're coming with me.
But no, honestly, the first game I ever played was on the Wii. It was the Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince Wii game. And that was the first game. That was the first video game I ever played. And so I have to credit that for me being into video games. My second video game I ever played was Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. But
Shall I tell y'all about my first video game I played?
Yeah, but...
Go for it.
You already know.
Crash Bandicoot.
You know the Michael Jackson game?
What?
The game?
The Michael Jackson game.
I'm not sure. It was on one of those games, like, type. And it was, like, this little card that you had to put in the console thing. And basically, it was Michael Jackson. And you had to go around and kill these aliens with your dance moves. And so we could go like, ow, and then you could kill all the aliens.
That is
awful.
Oh my god.
And then there was this random little girl that was like, thank you, Michael. And then she like ran off.
Oh no, that makes me very uncomfortable. No.
Yeah, exactly. It was like 6 pixels, but it was such a good game. I was addicted to it.
Oh my gosh, guys. I have like the vaguest memory of playing Crash Bandicoot on like, the PS2.
Oh, God, yeah. No, I used to...
Crash Bandicoot was pretty good.
Yeah, I can't even remember which one it was because I was just so young. And then my other memory of it was this Simpsons game.
Oh, Simpsons Hit and Run.
I don't know, but it was like similar to GTA.
Hit and Run, yeah. I think it was Hit and Run.
Yeah, and you used to like run around the world and like you used to get like caught by police and shit. It was great.
Yes. I remember that when I was like a kid, and when I was living in England, I was about like 7, I would go over to my my neighbor's house. He was considerably older than me. He was about my age now. And, shut up. We would play like games and shit. He was the one who introduced me to like Call of Duty and shit, and he introduced me to the like, he got me into, like, shows like The Simpsons and shit. It was so nice. He was one of my best
mates. Did he introduce you to anything else, Nick?
You can piss off.
Talking about Call of Duty, let's move on very strongly from that older boy situation.
Yeah.
Cold War beta testing was last weekend.
Was it any
good? Me and Chloe personally played it. It was very good. There was a few glitches that need to be fixed, like a sliding glitch and all of this. Mm. But other than that, the game is pretty good. Better than Modern Warfare.
I agree.
It's the same game? No, I'm kidding. Don't kill me.
Oh, wow. Same game modes, but they're very different.
Yeah. No,
the maps... I don't know how to feel about the maps. Especially, like, Miami, was it? I don't know how to feel about them.
Mm. I like the Miami one.
I don't know how to feel about it, because like from a point of view of, I'm an S&D player mostly, so from that point of view, it doesn't look like it would be a good play.
Although I do have to say, the Miami map did feel like small compared to other COD maps that they've had.
Mm. Yeah. Like, It didn't feel... It felt small, but then it also felt like you could turn any corner and there'll be another room. Mm. It was very weird.
Mm.
Yeah. Have either of you ever played Battlefield? Yeah. Because that's like Call of Duty, yeah, but better.
No. I've been told I should play it, though.
Battlefield's so much fun. It takes a little while to, like, figure out how, like... Because it's very... It's a lot more teamwork-based than Call of Duty is. But I love it for that.
Yeah. Amy, how about if you talk about the only game you exclusively play on your Xbox?
Overwatch.
Let's hear about it. Talk about it. Tell us.
I mean, I haven't played it in a while. I do like it a lot. It's not like Call of Duty or anything. I get it's kind of like kiddied down because there's not like blood or anything in it, but I really, really like the game and the characters and the heroes are there. You know, like unique abilities that they have.
No, definitely. Death is the only good one. The Reaper and crap, what's the face? What's the name? I don't know.
Talking about Overwatch, there's a new game like Overwatch, it's free, that just come out.
Oh really?
Ooh, which one?
Yeah, I'm just looking at my Xbox right now to see if I can find the name of it because I can't remember off the top. Realm Royale?
Oh,
no, it's not.
What you're on. Oh, no.
No, Rogue Company.
Oh yeah.
You choose a character. It's like S&D if you know Call of Duty. It's kind of like that, but instead of like six rounds, I think there's like nine, and then halfway through you get to change your character and. Like, you swap sides halfway through. Mm. It's really fun, but there is a lot of glitches yet again. I don't know what's up with games lately, but some of them are just unplayable.
Yeah, no, fair.
Probably because they're new. Testing them out.
Yeah.
No, for sure. I think just people have... Some of these days, they don't tend to rag on developers as much as they should have, especially if it's like an early access game. They just kind of like, oh, it'll be fixed. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
Let's move on from that before we start arguing about consoles again.
Yes. Okay. I also wanted to talk about this because recently, as you all know, I have been very homesick. For those of you who don't know, who are maybe just tuning into this and didn't see the last one, I, Nick Porter, am a Brit living in America, and it is utter shite. No, I'm kidding. It's all right. But, you know, sometimes you just have a longing. You have a craving for British snacks. And I kind of wanted to talk about, to you guys, what are your favourites or what are your least favourites?
Oh, I love Jaffa
Aero mint balls.
Jaffa cakes are great.
Right now.
Jaffa cakes are great.
The real question, are they a cake or a biscuit?
They're horrible.
They're a cake? It's in
well,
the name.
I guess, but like, yeah, I guess they're cakes. Yeah.
They're horrible. They are.
But then,
horrible.
Why are they in the biscuit aisle? Why aren't they with like the cakes and the rolls?
Good argument from Izzy there.
Yeah, don't ask me that.
Thank you very much. I do debates at college.
Do you?
I also like Jammy Dodgers. They're really good.
Jammy Dodgers are good too.
Ugh.
Okay, I see. There's a common theme here. I've picked up some themes with Amy here and Izzy. Izzy doesn't like anything that tastes good, and and Amy really prefers dry. She seems to like dry food. Like
dry? What do you mean?
Jaffa cakes and Jammy Dodgers are incredibly dry.
Okay, name another food. I can't think of like a wet one.
Oh no.
What about my WAP?
No.
Not that.
Okay, what about...
Come on, Chloe, you know a lot about that, don't you?
Oh yeah, no, I know everything about your WAP, babe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know you do, babe.
Rowan chips is an amazing also. Curry sauce, oh, beautiful.
Curry with no rice!
Curry without rice!
Okay, wait, what about... What about Monster Munch?
No, the beef ones.
Oh my god, the beef ones are so good. They make
beef
your breath
ones.
Stink.
They
so
do
like,
beef
can't eat them
ones.
People. But like, you know. Really
sorry,
good.
They do beef ones. That is disgusting.
Yeah, they do beef ones. They do beef pickled onion. And
pickled
what's
onion
one?
Is the
like
only.
Hot?
I don't know, but pickled onion is class. I don't know how beef is. I've never tried that, but that sounds
weird. The beef
weird.
One's really good. The beef one comes in like a yellow packet and it has like a red monster on it.
Huh.
You should try it. It's really good.
Sorry, guys. I just got a text that somebody I know has got COVID.
Oh, woo! Woo!
Does that mean you're going to have to isolate?
Nah, we haven't seen him for ages.
Oh, okay, that's good then.
Oh, that's lovely.
Can we talk about how the government are shutting off people's access to, like, baby clothes and, like, underwear and things that are non-essential?
Because it's not non-essential, apparently.
Yeah, and they're still allowing
but alcohol people is.
To buy alcohol. Mm. Yeah.
See, yeah. I think both are essential, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. That's ridiculous. I didn't hear about that. Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of it.
Thing. But I find it kind of disgusting because there are parents out there who need to clothe their children.
Yeah.
And they can't do that, but they can go out and get alcohol and get plastered.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
That's how the babies can drink away the fact that they can't be clothed, right?
From a perspective of, though, let's say every kid in this world right now who is born right now and is alive has clothes that they need.
Mm.
What about babies who are going to be born in like a month who have no clothes?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do then?
They're just going to live naked.
And you also got to think about the fact that babies are constantly growing. And they're out of clothes like every other week. Yeah.
Not to mention, it's getting cold in England. It's getting cold over there.
Yeah, it's really cold.
You're gonna want to you're gonna want to keep your kids warm, like.
Oh my god, clocks! The clocks went back last night, and I was up late, and it turned 1 a.m. twice, and I got really confused.
Is that why it turned 4 a.m. out of nowhere? Like I was like, I've not been up this late.
But like carrying on this thing, imagine the kids who. Of like thrown out their winter coats and they don't have any at the moment and they can't go out to shops and go buy winter coats, so they're just stuck being cold.
Yeah, no.
That it doesn't settle right with me.
Me neither. Yeah, no, like this, kids who need gloves and scarves and shit, and they don't have access to it.
Literally, like I feel like a lot of the world governments right now, specifically two countries that I'm not going to name. Do not know how to handle their fucking pandemics, and they don't know the meaning of essential.
Yep.
Do you know what else pisses me off? They've spent like billions of pounds on the track and trace thing. It failed. They've spent what was it, 80 million on revamping Big Ben.
Yep.
And so much more of the shit. Oh yeah, painting Buckingham Palace. And they can't be bothered to feed the kids who don't have much money over the week we have off.
Oh, yeah, they voted on,
And do you know what tops it off? Do you know what tops it off?
Mm.
Every member of Parliament and the government get an extra £25 a day for food because of COVID.
But
because they handled COVID so well.
I was going to say, because they just handled it so well that they deserve this money.
Yes, yes. And there's kids who are starving. And it's so disgusting that a fucking footballer, has had to step up and be like, yo, I don't want these kids to go hungry, and use his own money to pay for these children's meals.
It's utterly ridiculous.
It doesn't settle right with me, I can tell you that much.
No, for sure. Like, honestly, just... Okay, here's what gets to me. Why in government do we reward being so shit at government? Like, literally, corruption... People get away with corruption all the time because they know they can. Why is that... How did we ever get to a place where that is acceptable or allowed? How is that our standard, you know? It's like...
But that's how it's always been. Any position of power, you've had to kill, fight, betray whoever to get into that place.
No, for sure.
And that's the foundations of, like, majority of the countries. Mm. We've just had to build off that from there. But it doesn't mean that none of that's disappeared, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Catch me it's running just... in the next general election, 2024! Woo! <No. laughs> To be honest, I think any chances I wanted to become, if I did want to become a politician, any chances of that have gone out of the window after this and the last podcast.
Well, don't worry, Nick. There's not going to be much of a world left for you to be a politician yeah. in with global warming and, you know.
Yeah.
It feels like everybody just forgot about global warming, too.
Yeah, and it's
We'll die anyways.
None of us have really had time to focus on global warming. We know Corona, a global pandemic.
It falls the job on the citizens and the government to, like, protect the world when it's the fucking businesses who should be cleaning shit. The ones that are oil fracking in the oceans, or the ones that are, like, doing intensive mining procedures up north and, like, you know, up in that, and, like, getting resources from places that they probably shouldn't have been, and using business tactics to avoid paying extra fees for, like, environmental taxes and shit like that. Like, loopholes.
Let's say, like, global warming wasn't affected by any of this. Let's just say global warming isn't a thing. But people still need oil. Oil fracking happened up here like a few years back, and it caused earthquakes for us. And I don't know who's listening. I don't know how well they know England, but we get what 2 earthquakes a year, and you barely notice them at all.
That just because of the way the tectonic plates are mapped out, we're nowhere near them.
But we had really bad earthquakes from oil fracking because they didn't do it right.
Yeah. And
they just wanted to get oil.
It's so shit because, like, we can't just... I mean, we can just shut fracking down, but we have to be very careful about the way they do it, especially in America. Because, like, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs, and lives that rely on these jobs. Which is why it's so shit that we got into this place in the first place, that we depend quite heavily on that corruption of the environment to keep the economy and the world stable. Financially.
Yeah.
But it's
always the million dollar companies who are causing the most destruction when they're able to pay and fix the damage that they've created. If fucking Jeff Bezos, him, the bold man, he could fix the world if he wanted to. He could cure world hunger with his fucking money. Instead of loads left, he's just sat there with loads of money that he doesn't even need.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he going to do with it? Does he, like, shit and then use a fucking $100 bill?
Probably.
Like, it's just pointless.
The thing that really gets me, too, is, like, they're like, oh my god, I'm this good person. When I die, my money's going to go to this many charities. But then that just shows that they're selfish and they want to hold on to it until they can't physically use it anymore.
Yeah.
And also, you've got to be careful with certain charities because they usually take a percentage of the money that give to them.
Yeah.
And, I don't like that because some of them don't even disclose it.
Yeah, no.
I understand that if like charities are taking a percentage just to give money to the people who are physically doing the charity, like who are working in, like, the charity, like, giving them money, but
the
like
people...
only a small percentage.
Yeah, because like the people who work in the charity should be like able to stay afloat themselves financially.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so I get that.
Yeah,
but like doing stuff that ain't 100% necessary with that money is just
I'm on about, like, when you donate a fiver
and they
only get £2 of it. That I'm on about. Also, even though it shouldn't annoy me, these adverts that cost thousands of pounds for, like, companies to put out about not, like, drinking dirty water and they're sat there and they're malnourished. Why are you videoing them? Why don't you use that money from the advert to benefit them?
Here's a better question. Why for these companies, these well-known charity companies, why are they charging them money to put that ad on the air in the first place?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to see some starving kid looking into the camera while he's going to get water. No, just tell me about it. Like, I don't need some, like, heartbreaking video. Just sit a dude down in front of a camera. Like...
We literally have social media. I don't know why they need to advertise it. That costs loads of money to advertise it on TV. When they can post and advertise it for less. Yeah?
Yeah, but even then, they would. Even then, if they made a post, they'd still have to promote it. Like, if they want to actually get the word out. But the thing is, the companies should be, like, letting these people. Like, the moral thing to do, who I think we should be going after first, is the companies who would be charging that absurd amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Anyway, let's move on to say, this before it gets too...
That got a bit serious.
Speaking of money... to world politics. Speaking of money that could be going to starving children, what would you do with 10K right now? If you got 10K right now, what would you do with it?
Who wants to go first?
I would give it to the starving children. No. Okay, wait. Okay. But in this scenario, let's pretend that world peace was achieved, you know? World peace was achieved. Woo. Nobody was starving. Nobody was homeless. No, yeah. There were no, you know, it would be directly whatever we wanted to actually do with it. What would you do with it?
Well, do you want to go first, lads?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it,
I would buy my mother a house.
Fair play.
Very nice. So nice.
That is nice.
What was it? 10 grand, was it?
Yeah, 10 grand.
Yeah.
I know that's, not enough for a house. But, I'd give her money towards a house if she wanted it. And then I'd save some money away, not for myself, but if I have future children and they ever need stuff. You know what I mean? That jazzy shit.
Oh, that's really nice.
Hmm.
What about you, Bossman?
Who's Bossman? Oh.
Well, I'm assuming I'm Bossman because I'm an alpha male. No, I'm kidding.
bottom.
See, okay.
You ain't no alpha male, you bottom.
Oh no, not this again. okay, well, that was very sweet and kind of you, Chloe, but I'd spend it all on myself. I can't pretend that I wouldn't.
period.
Maybe I'd put some money away, you know, maybe I'd give a grand or two to my mother or put a grand or two away for my children, but most of it I'm spending on myself, you know. I would want to, I'd want to invest in, I think, better, right, if I got it right now, I'd be investing in better recording software for my channel so I could put more effort into that. And I'd be just investing in better stuff to make the production quality higher. I'd be investing in stuff so I could make better content for the people who enjoy my content. And just because I like making content and I feel like I would have more fun if I had more toys to work with.
Very, very nice.
Toys.
No. Oh no. Oh yeah, I'd buy a massive dildo too. But anyway.
I can go next if you guys want to.
Yeah, sure.
If you're done, Nick.
Yeah, I'm done.
I wouldn't give any to charity, I wouldn't do anything, but hear me out. I myself want to become a photographer. I would buy myself really nice camera equipment, a new body, a few more lenses, whatever I need. But then with the money that I earn from everything that I do within that field, I want to donate percentages of that every single month. Whenever I do get money, I want to donate, maybe every so often, different charities and stuff. So, from buying myself new things from that, I'm going to be able to help to give back to other charities.
Oh, that's really nice.
So, Amy, what are you saying?
Well, y'all know, it's hard. I mean, I don't want to be selfish, so I'd probably give maybe some to my parents and then family. But I do really, really, really want a husky. I would get me a husky.
Oh.
And I would probably get a plane ticket, fly to New York, find out where Ariana Grande lives, knock on her door, she can't refuse me.
That's a bit weird. I don't know how I feel about that one.
That sounds a bit stalkerish, babe, not gonna lie.
It probably is somewhere, but I don't know.
Yeah, no.
She probably lives somewhere.
I feel like in today's...
I do really want to go to New York, though.
Yeah, fair play. No, New York's a lovely place. But speaking of, in today's economy, you could run through 10K bloody fast.
You
need more than 10K.
I mean, a Freddo ain't 15p anymore, so yeah.
but let's swallow on the topic. Talking about 10K, do you guys know who won 10K last night? Corpse husband. No, not you, Nick. The dude with the deep voice, deep daddy.
Nick's secretly corpse husband. He just like, oh my god, is his voice.
I am. Hello, I am corpse husband.
That's kind of
that is nowhere near as deep as his voice is.
No, his voice is so deep. Mm. He actually won the 10k over the BTS army, which, as one myself, I can say that was very hard. That was a very hard achievement to get. But he's going to be donating all of it to charity.
I'm kidding.
He says he's in a good enough financial position right now that he doesn't need it.
Yeah,
that's good.
Well, he's been blowing up recently, isn't he? He's probably fucking flushed.
I mean,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
He wanted off Mr. Beast, right, in an Among Us tournament.
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
Yeah, that man is fucking minted. Okay, I don't know how.
I don't know how.
Like, no, literally, a few years ago, he was just doing like videos where he counted to 200,000 in his room. And he was like in college and all that.
He has an ongoing sponsorship with Honey and many other brands. They fund his project, so like half of the time it's not his money that he's giving out.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of like a David Dobrik situation with
But is he really making that much money from sponsorships? Like 100k? Like millions?
I mean, have you seen how many subscribers he has?
That's
companies
true.
He probably has really high rates for sponsors.
He's also really popular.
Did you know? Apparently, he like it was really weird. He the U.S. Navy started like quote tweeting his stuff and like responding to his tweets, and apparently he's asking them and he's like trying to coordinate a deal with them where he can borrow a fucking battleship for a video. Isn't that terrifying?
I don't know how I feel
though?
About that.
Yeah, isn't that terrifying?
Playing battleships in real life.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And like, it's a thing too. I just don't like that the US Navy can sponsor people. What the fuck?
It's
that, I don't think Mr. Beast should, because of how young his audience is.
Oh, no,
the
definitely.
Younger you are, the more impressionable you are.
Yeah, no, and I mean, no, joining the military and doing service is very respectable, but we shouldn't be like propagandizing the kids to do it. I don't think, like, we should be like, if you do it, it's a great honor, but like, you need to, they need to know what they'd be facing if they did. Well, that's just my opinion on it anyway.
Corpse husband.
He
has such a good voice.
He does. I don't know how I feel about
his music.
Oh my
god, his hair.
Is he doing a face reveal?
No. He's never going to do one too. It's weird, that he posted a single strand of his hair. But now imagine a full head of hair that length, and it's like just the right amount of curly. Come on.
Okay, I'm just gonna go. You guys can simp over Corpse Husband by yourself.
Like, I want to see his face, don't get me wrong, but it's not like I'm gonna be like that person who's like, show me your face. It's like, and it will ruin the illusion.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, if he's gonna do it, he can do it, but like, it's not like I'm gonna be like, show us your face, because like, he very clearly doesn't want to, otherwise he would have started his YouTube career showing his face.
Sorry, hi.
You're all right, Claire.
I really want Christmas, I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it. I was gonna stop. I was really hoping you guys would just ramble on about Corpse Husband. I started a timer and everything. That was like 43 seconds to go on and about
started
Corpse
Husband. Timer.
I did.
Really?
I just wanted to see how long it would take for you to get off the topic of Corpse Husband.
I'm sorry.
Christmas music, though. Really? That's a bit disappointing. What?
Okay. What?
I have to ask you all a question. A very important question.
Mm-hmm.
When is this like an acceptable time to start listening to Christmas music?
January 1st. I listen to Christmas music throughout the year. I don't care what anyone says.
You're weird.
What?
Have you ever been sat in your room crying to a snowman song? It hits different, especially
Yes, but not January.
I don't care. It's still Christmas. It's cold outside. It's sad.
In the summer, but it's not July.
It can be Christmas if I want it to be Christmas.
You are all fucking
That's not
weird.
How Christmas works, Chloe.
Sure. It's my world. It's my world. Really you're living in it.
Just because one person commented on that on your TikTok.
She's the main character, guys.
God complex.
It's December 1st. There's no other fucking correct answer.
I'd say November at the earliest. Like, nowhere earlier than
I
now.
Guess. No,
October. Yeah.
November.
Halloween vibes right now, you know. Yes.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
See, I always find
bell.
That if I start celebrating Christmas early, I just get really sad and disappointed by the time Christmas rolls around.
Yeah, you want the excitement. You don't want it to drag out.
Exactly, yeah.
Jingle bell. Like, I'll probably... We're gonna get copyrighted, Chloe, shut up.
I'm getting the words wrong anyway.
I definitely listen to a bit of Christmas music at the start of November, and then I normally stop because I know by the time Christmas rolls around, I'm not going to want to listen to Christmas music.
It'll be overplayed. It's overplayed in the shop already, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea, you know.
White Christmas.
Colin.
Oh, I'm singing that for choir right now. I'm learning that for choir. Anyway, speaking of the holidays, did you see the Halloween holiday update in Among Us?
Yeah.
There's little cute Halloween decorations now. Would you look at that?
And the cobwebs.
The cobwebs,
In electrical as well. Makes it even more spooky that you're going to die.
Oh my god, no. Sorry, Corpse Husband. When he plays Among Us. Start timer again, Nick.
When he can't do the admin,
When he can't swipe and he's just laughing. And then, who is it? PewDiePie or something comes in and kills him. And he just starts hysterically laughing even more. But his hands.
Choke me like you hate me, but you love me.
Oh my god.
Stop there before we get copyrighted. We are. I was talking about Corpse Husband playing Among Us.
I bet. Let my noon there, man. Sorry.
But, Corpse Husband, he can run me over and I would say thank you, do it again. He could. I would be dead.
Well, that was another 40 seconds. I'm just going to stop it there anyway. But no, Among Us, what I really wanted to talk about with Among Us is something really interesting happened. I might have told some of you about it. The other day, a bunch of content creators got together on YouTube, like Jacksepticeye, PewDiePie, an American political commentary guy, Hasanabe. Yeah. And he brought... AOC, he brought one of lovely congresswoman from the United States on to play Among Us, to get people out to vote.
I watched it,
yeah. And that was the most fucking surreal thing. Could you imagine if, 30 years in the future, instead of doing open interviews with the public, or, politicians would just vibe on Twitch and answer questions while playing video games.
I'm playing Among Us.
What? Oh my god.
You shouldn't. It's been hacked.
What? Oh no, it's good now. It's good now.
Is it good now? It was hacked the other day.
It was hacked. It was last night. They've sorted it now.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't hacked. They were fixing hacking bugs and shit.
Mm. Oh no, it was hacked.
It was hacked. I know someone hacked.
People were joining servers and spamming Discord links, codes, and all of this for stuff. And obviously, they were putting threats in it. And because obviously little kids play it, they're going to click on it if they say they're going to be hacked, if not.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But. Yeah, no, definitely. It would just... I feel like if I was ever a politician, that's what I would do. I would, vibe on Twitch and just be if you want to ask questions about my campaign, come and we can chat about politics and shit. It was great. AOC actually...
Corpse Husband was there.
Yeah, he was for a bit. But she actually... I think she might have gotten really close to beating Twitch's, all-time record for the amount of people on one stream. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a massive audience. It was like,
that really says a lot.
When I stopped watching, it was about 350k people watching.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. It was.
I just killed people. I wonder if they'll know it. Chloe, you meant to be focusing on this?
Yeah, Chloe.
She never focuses on this. It's okay. Okay. We've talked about a lot today. We have one more topic on the list that I think Izzy was particularly excited to speak on.
Whoa! K-pop!
K-pop. Okay.
Yes!
Here, hold on. I'm just going to start a timer now.
Start time, start timer.
Yeah.
What group should I go on about? Tell me a group.
Just whatever you want.
BTS.
Whatever you want. 3, 2, 1. BTS. I'm going to mute myself and go get a drink. I'll be back.
Okay, so basically there's 7 members in BTS. You have RM, you have Jin, you have Sugar, you have J-Hope, Jimin, Taeyong and Jungkook. Basically, I've been a fan of them for quite a few years. I have myself. This is when 7 million people click off.
Yeah, they're all like, not a K-pop fan.
Not today. They've had many, many albums. A new album's about to come out in November. It's Map of the Soul on... Something like that. I'm not as into them as I used to be.
You don't even know what it's called? You don't even know what it's called.
It's me. Something like that. We only call it by like certain names. But best album out there is called Wings. Best solos, Jimin's solo, Lie. Mwah, perfection. I watched the live stream, the concert live stream the other day. Well, the other week now. Jimin's dance to, oh my god, Black Swan. If anybody likes K-pop out there and you watch that dance, oh, Jimin.
She made me watch it too.
I did. One sec, why? What?
I said, who's your bias?
Jimin.
Jimin.
I made everybody here pick a bias. Tell away.
Mine is Jin, because he's apparently really underappreciated, and I'm just like, oh,
yes.
So Jin.
Nick, I picked his bias for him because when we was watching the concert, when we was watching the concert, me and Nick were watching it, and Nick saw Jungkook come on for his solo, and he went, oh, who is that?
I definitely did not.
And Nick went, that's Jungkook.
I definitely did not do that.
Yes, you did. I remember it like it was nothing. I remember it like it was yesterday. I am not lying.
This is utter slander.
No, it is not.
It definitely is.
Anyway, Chloe.
I just want to say
you used to like them, didn't you, Chloe?
Gucci.
Yep. No.
We're not talking about this.
Chloe, did you
used to be
a
BTS stan?
Oh my god, I can't believe this.
Come on, Chloe.
Yes, we try.
Yeah, Chloe. Tell them your bias.
Who's your favourite?
My bias is RM.
I've been a BTS fan for a very long time. Chloe stopped
Izzy,
liking
16
them.
From the...
Why did Chloe stop liking
them? No, stop. Because they got popular. She wants to be quirky.
Yeah. I'm not like other girls type B.
Yeah. Swear to God, you stopped liking them when DNA come out.
Yeah, I did.
They're really good, yes. And other K-pop groups like Stray Kids and SHINee. I did an interview about SHINee. I did for a TV company. We do not go any further into this. Yeah. Just after I had what I thought was coronavirus, so if the camera crew or Melina, I think her name was. Girl, if you're watching this and you got sick after that, it was probably Corona, I'm sorry.
I don't fucking know.
But yeah, that was quite a while ago, last year-ish time. But I love K-pop, I love Jimin. I love Felix from Stray Kids.
She won't shut up about this. It's okay.
Jonghyun, I loved him.
Hold on. It's nowhere near as bad as Amy's obsession with
Ariana Grande.
Would you like to talk about positions by any chance? Anything you want to say?
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Basically,
this is a mistake.
Ariana's new album is coming out next Friday. It's called Positions, and she's just released a track list for it, and oh my god, I'm so excited. She's got a collab with The Weeknd, collab with Doja Cat, who else? TY Dolla Sign, I think, and she released her single with the music video, Positions, and it's so good. I mean, I know y'all don't like her as much as me, but I really, really like it.
I do like her.
I'm a stan, so I'm biased. It's like you're biased.
She peaked.
Yeah, exactly. You're biased against K-pop.
She peaked Victorious. Anyway, thank you as always for tuning into another. As always, I mean as last week for tuning in to.
There'll be more.
Yes, the 3DT podcast. Absolutely lovely to have you here. We talked about
so lovely.
Yeah, so lovely.
We did.
We
shall see you the next weekend, Chloe's awake.
Yes.
So we'll see you in
2021.
Anyway, yep. Thank you once again, Amy, for joining us today. Lovely to have you on.
You're welcome. I may be back in the future. I don't know.
No, just because you said that.
No.
Anyway. I think that's all we have for today. So thank you guys for listening, and we will see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.